Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Dealing with Toxic Breakup Thoughts with me, Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm so excited to have you tuned in. So the Life Coach Radio Network is a network of coaches from all around the world with all different areas of expertise and passion. We have a Sister International Network as well as a Life Coach chat channel. And I am one of the many coaches who is excited to be bringing you tips and dialogue about all kinds of topics. So my name is Carrie Spaulding, and I'm the 30-something coach. And what I do is help 30-somethings who aren't who or where they thought they'd be with their careers, their relationships, and other aspects of their lives. And if you're like a lot of 30-somethings, you might be experiencing what I call 30-something panic and feeling like you should have figured it all out by now. So what I do is help people use that panic as a catalyst to create what you want in your life. And I'm also the founder of 30-something Summer Camp, which is my virtual group getaway and workshop series to connect 30-somethings to each other, just like you. And that's starting up in just about a month, so I'm pretty excited about that. And I live in Philadelphia. It is a beautiful spring here. Spring has finally sprung, and I think it's really here to stay, which is fantastic. So today we're going to talk about 6 toxic breakup thoughts curb. And during a breakup, the same old thoughts tend to run around in our heads almost on a spin cycle. And these thoughts are really normal, and in fact, they're predictable in the wake of a breakup. But knowing that they're normal does not make them any easier to deal with, usually. And if they are allowed to kind of spin around in our minds for too long, they can become toxic, and they can really drain us and make us feel guilty and sad and regretful and kind of suck up all our energy. And when I work with people who are at what I call breakup ground zero, I hear these thoughts emerge again and again and again. So if your thoughts are holding you back from moving on from a relationship, I want to really invite you and encourage you to, rather than try to push them out of your mind, to actually stare them in the face. And today we're going to look at them right in the eyes and call them what they are, which is really total BS. So that doesn't mean they're not normal to feel, but they aren't the same as the truth. And sometimes these toxic thoughts can feel so true. And the truth is that they really are as compelling as they might feel. They're not the truth. So I want to kind of talk about these thoughts. I'm going to list them off, and then we'll zoom in more deeply on each of them. The first toxic, only I had, or if only I hadn't, dot, dot, dot. If only I had, if only I hadn't. The second is, if only she had, or he had, or if only she hadn't, or he hadn't. The third is, I'm right back where I started. The fourth is, I'm not good enough, or fill in that blank enough, attractive enough, loving enough, smart enough, funny enough, tall enough, thin enough, easygoing enough, some version of I am not enough. The fifth toxic breakup thought that's really common is, I'll never find anyone. And the sixth is, yes, but I still just don't understand, dot, dot, dot. So these thoughts are all really, really common. They're the things that I hear most commonly. And the thing is that when we're going through a breakup, we're often at our most vulnerable. And it's really natural that we start spinning these things around in our head. And many people tend to be analyzers and to trying to sort of think and understand. And so we're going to dive deep into these and unpack them a little bit today. The first is, if only I had, if only I hadn't. So if you have thoughts spinning in your head like, oh, you know, if only I hadn't made that comment that then led to the conversation that then led us to the breakup. Or maybe we remember that moment of friction where we wish, if only I had just sort of smoothed that over or let that go, or if only I hadn't made such a big deal out of such and such a thing. It's really understandable for us to kind of look for a reason. And that's what this toxic thought is really about. Like, let me see if I can pinpoint the reason that we broke up. And if only I hadn't done this, or if only I hadn't done that, then it would have all been okay. So the reality is that the person that you, if your ex were the right person for you, one tiny or large misstep on your part will generally not break a relationship. If you're in a relationship where you can't make a mistake, that's not the right relationship. And let me be clear, you know, if you knowingly or carelessly made a choice to do something really major that hurt your partner, that's an important learning opportunity for you. And, you know, if you either made one major wrong turn or hurtful choice that was so huge that it led to the end of the relationship, or maybe you repeatedly were communicating in a destructive way, yes, it's definitely worth learning from and working on those things as an individual so that you can not continue to hurt other people and hurt yourself that way. And you can do that learning without your ex in there. But in general, when we have this toxic thought, if only I had, if only I hadn't, it's often about something that is much smaller than the reason that the relationship really didn't work out. So if you're in a relationship where something very small would end the relationship, then chances are there's more going on there than meets the eye. And it's very rarely about that one little thing. And what's more, if your ex ran at the very first sign of trouble in paradise, that doesn't necessarily have as much to do with you and what you did as it does with your partner and their tolerance for ambiguity or resilience when things get tough. So if you're in a relationship with somebody who doesn't want to be with you when things get tricky, that may not be the right relationship. And oftentimes that one, if only I had, or that one, if only I hadn't, given a different relationship, would be something that the two of you would learn from and grow from together. So most often I hear this toxic thought when someone is attributing the reason for the breakup to the most minor of incidents or actions or comments. If only I hadn't said this, if only I hadn't said that. And chances are that one thing did not single-handedly cause the breakup. That one thing might have been the trigger. It might have been just the first domino, but that there were other dominoes already lined up and waiting to be tapped, possibly ones that you didn't and couldn't have known about, and maybe some that have absolutely nothing to do with you. At the end of the day, one or both people choose to end a relationship based on all the factors and all the information that makes up the whole picture of the relationship. And that includes all the pieces that person experienced as good and as bad. So you did not cause this breakup because you said one wrong word or sentence or expressed one emotion, because you didn't say or do one right thing. And know that this toxic thought is one that actually often pipes up in your head pretty loudly, even when you haven't done anything quote-unquote wrong. So again, I want to reiterate, if you do feel like you made a major, major hurtful choice or a wrong turn, that's a little bit different from what we're talking about here. This toxic thought is really about the minor details that sometimes people attribute to the ending of a relationship. So whatever the case, what's done is done. So instead of directing your energy toward perpetually analyzing, if only I had done this, if only I hadn't done this, focus on what you can do now to take care of yourself and what you can do in the future. So identify changes that you want to make. That might be changes in the way that you want to show up in a relationship. If it does feel like you were doing something kind of perpetually rather than one minor little hang-up that you're thinking about, it might mean clarifying what you're looking for in a partner and move on. The second toxic breakup thought that tends to swirl around in people's heads is if only she had or he had, or if only she hadn't or he hadn't. So this often shows up. See if you can identify with these sentences. Sometimes it shows up as, she's perfect except for dot, dot, dot. Or if she would just blank, everything would be great. If only he were such and such, everything would be perfect. So this toxic thought is understandable when you love so many things about a person, when someone is an almost fit. I call it an almost fit because so much works about the relationship, and end of the day, it's just not a fit. And that can be very painful, especially if it's important to you to find a partner and you're really seeking that fit. And so if you're having this thought, if only she had, if only he hadn't thought after a breakup, this kind of thought actually can show up for dumper and dumpy, if you will, alike. So if you're the person who made the choice to break up, then you might be dealing with feelings of alternating guilt, like what's wrong with me? Why can't I love her? She's so wonderful. Why can't I love? So that might be a guilty feeling that people often have when they're making the choice to break up with someone. And you might be bumping back and forth between that and resentment. Like, well, why can't she be different? Why couldn't she do this? Why couldn't she be like that? Why does he have to be this way? So for people who are the dumpy, right, the people who have been broken up with, the breakup was not their choice, this thought likes to kind of show up over and over and over again long after the breakup and make you think, you know, you should call your ex. If he really understood, he wouldn't be doing this. So I just have to explain it. So whatever the case, whether the breakup was your choice or not, it's really common to find yourself dealing with the if-onlys when it comes to the other person. So if only he, if only she hadn't. And here's the truth. Underneath that toxic thought, you probably have a little bit of what can be kind of hard to spot, control stuff going on. And this is really normal. It doesn't mean you're a controlling person. It doesn't mean you need to wear that like a negative label. It's so normal and natural to have that urge for control, because oftentimes control makes us feel safer and more secure, and those are really normal human needs. So don't feel bad if this is true for you. It just means you're a human. So on some level, if you're dealing with this thought, if only he had, if only she hadn't, you're wanting to be able to edit your ex-partner's personality or almost like puppeteer his or her choices. And the reality, of course, is that you can't control anybody else. So if there are fundamental things about that person that just didn't work for you, it means that that person was not the right person for you. And that applies whether you were the leaver or the left. And of course, I want to be clear, there's room for accepting differences in our partners, compromise, and learning to jive with somebody who's different from you. But what we're talking about is when you're having this thought after a breakup and when the relationship is over. So we're not talking about a stage where you're trying to make a decision whether or not to stay together. This is after the breakup is over that we're really concerned with in the show today. So, you know, if you left someone and you love everything about that person on paper and you feel like you should love that person but you just don't feel it, it's not right. And if you have been broken up with, well, maybe the way that maybe you tried to talk to your ex and, you know, during the breakup process and the way she shut down or her lack of investment in your relationship or whatever the case, those things are as much a part of who she really is as all the things you love about her, her amazing smile, her incredible sense of humor, how good she is with your family. And what often happens is that many people look at those positive pieces as the quote-unquote real her or the real him. And I know the real her. I know the real him. And then the other pieces, like the way that he shuts down when there's a conflict, or the way she runs away at any sign of trouble, or the way that she just doesn't seem that into you. Those things are as much a part of the real her or the real him as the parts that you like. And if you pretend that some parts are the real her and some parts are the not, or not, or just, you know, some other imaginary her, that can keep you really stuck in the if-only place. So if you find yourself having thoughts like, oh, well, if she could just see things my way, just find a way to make him understand. If he knew what I really felt or what I really meant when I say that, I better call and explain what I actually meant. Or if she could see just how good we actually are together, that soundtrack is going to keep you stuck in trying to change someone who does not want to be changed. So work on accepting that people are different and that your ex made choices based on a perspective and priorities and models and values that are completely different from yours. Or maybe not completely different, but different in some ways. And as wrong, quote-unquote wrong, as he or she is from your point of view, she gets to make that choice. He gets to make that choice. That's your ex's right to choose for him or herself. And you get to make yours. So think about what choice are you going to make? You can keep hitting the replay button and go over and over and over and think, if only he this, if only she this, if only he understood, if only I could make her see. Or you can choose to stop replaying it and move forward and accept that people are different, and it doesn't mean that there's something wrong or bad about you or wrong or bad about your ex-partner. I know this is a toughie. These are really, really entrenched, these thoughts, and they're really normal. So if this resonates with you, you're not alone. The third toxic thought is, I'm right back where I started. And this is a very, very common toxic thought for 30-somethings that I work with. Because oftentimes it sounds like it would be okay if I was in my 20s, but here I am starting all over and I'm running out of time. So that this particular thought, I'm right back where I started, can be even more pronounced at certain periods of life, if we're starting to feel time pressure in some way. So if you have started to put pressure on yourself to find the one, quote-unquote the one, you're likely to feel discouraged and like you're back at the beginning when a relationship ends. And it's understandable, because maybe you've been dating for a long time. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe you really thought that this was going to be the fit for you. The truth is that you are not the same as when you started. And every new relationship, in its beginning, in its middle, and its ending, is full of opportunity for learning new things about who you are and who you're not, and what you want and what you don't want, and to try on new skills you've learned, new relationship skills, new communication skills, new decision-making skills and adaptation skills. So no doubt about it, it can be super devastating when a relationship ends that you did not want to end, and it can be even harder when you're dealing with this toxic thought of, I'm right back where I started. That said, framing this breakup as another failure or more proof that you can't make it work or that there's something wrong with you does not serve you, and it's really total BS. So one way that you can reframe, I'm right back where I started, is to say, oh, I'm one step closer to finding the right fit. Because you really do have an opportunity to learn and grow from each relationship. And I'm not trying to say, so don't be sad about it. Absolutely not. It's normal to be sad about it. And you're not where you started because you're a different person than you were before that relationship. So I'm going to tell you about a couple of shows we have coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in at 646-716-9397. And I'm going to tell you about a few things we have coming up, and then we will talk about three more toxic breakup thoughts that are really common. On Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Mark My Words with life and business coach Mark Shaw. And I'll tell you a few details on this show. What would it be like to have a Harvard MBA on your team to help you grow your small business, even for just an hour? Find out as Stephen Horowitz joins Mark for a lesson on how to grow by thinking more like a CEO. According to Evan, you're running a business, even though no one ever trained you to be a CEO. So you're figuring it out as you go along, but how do you grow faster? Stop reinventing the wheel. Come and learn from a Harvard MBA who's managed 200-plus million-dollar businesses. So in that hour with Mark on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, Evan's going to discuss the top three secrets of successful CEOs so that you can reach more people and make more money faster and smarter, as well as a few other interesting items. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on the Life Coach Radio Network, we have New You City Chat with Danielle Mercurio. Love Danielle's show. I actually recently was a guest on her show. You can listen to us talking together in the archives. Danielle is we actually did our training in coach training together, and we have remained close. So you can hear us chatting in the archives, and you can hear Danielle's newest show on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Life Coach Radio Network, New You City Chat. And then Thursday at noon Eastern, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And Leanne Parsons is a certified coach with a specialization in working with adoptees and their families. And her heart and her goal, her mission is to help adoptees and their families build bridges and not walls. So that should be an interesting show as well. You can usually hear me on the Life Coach Radio Network on second and fourth Fridays, usually at noon. Sometimes I change it up a little bit, but my usual time is at noon. So jumping back into these toxic breakup thoughts that swirl around in our heads and drive us nuts. The fourth really common toxic breakup thought is some version of I'm not blank enough. So at its core, this is about I'm not good enough, or I'm not something enough, or I'm too something. So it might sound like I'm not attractive enough, I'm not loving enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not funny enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not short enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not easygoing enough, I'm not loving enough, I'm not caring enough. So these kinds of thoughts can come up for us in different areas of life, for sure. There is nothing like a breakup to make you question your own self-worth and your lovability. And it's so common during a breakup to kind of question your basic ability to be in a relationship. It's really common, even if it's not grounded in truth at all. In many cases in a relationship, you've exposed your most vulnerable self to someone, and ultimately that person looked at that self and said, no, thank you. If you're feeling rejected, it's really, really normal to run through all of those qualities about yourself that you think are rejectable, right, that you think are maybe ways that you're not enough, who you are is not good enough. The truth is that you are worthy just as you are, whether or not someone else decided to walk away from you. And there's a quote from the writer Augustine Burroughs that I love, love, love. And it's something that you might, if you're struggling in the wake of a breakup, you might even write this down for yourself. He says, you are exactly everything enough to the right person. you are exactly everything enough to the right person. And the fact that someone broke up with you does not mean that you're not good enough. It just means that the two of you were not a match. So when you start to play that tape in your head, I'm not good enough, or I'm not funny enough, or I'm too intense, I'm too short, I'm too needy, whatever it might be, you might want to just tape over that tape, right, and say, we weren't a match. The two of us were not a match. That's it. And that's the truth. You weren't a match. So we all have things to work on in ourselves, and we all have areas where we could grow. And the thing is that romantic relationships have a pretty amazing ability to just shine a bright flashlight on those things. If we're only brave enough to look, sometimes the aftermath of a relationship has an ability to shine a light on areas where we might be able to grow. And so that there is some truth sometimes in, oh, maybe this is something that I might want to work on. But no matter what you have to work on, it doesn't mean that fundamentally you're not a worthy and lovable person, just as you are now. So when you're feeling rejected, reject that BS that someone else's choice to leave you or your own choice to leave someone else means that you're not good enough or that you're not capable of being in a relationship. I will tell you, there are all kinds of people with all kinds of issues in relationships. So this idea that you have to be whatever some version of perfect is, however you got that idea in your head, that you're not something enough, you'd easily be able to find any number of same challenge who are also in relationships, because these things are not perfection is not a prerequisite to being in a relationship. It just means that you didn't find the right fit. This wasn't a match. The fifth toxic breakup thought, and it's a doozy, I'll never find anyone. This is something that we often feel in the wake of a breakup, and it's a nasty little beast. So one way that you can work with this thought is ask yourself, have I ever had this thought before? Like maybe before my last relationship and before the one before that. So very often we think, I'll never find anyone, and then we find someone new, and then we break up with that person, and then we think, I'll never find anyone. So take yourself back, if you're having this toxic thought, I'll never find anyone, take yourself back to the week or two before you met your last girlfriend or boyfriend or partner. And ask yourself, before I met this person who has now become my ex, did I have any idea that she was around the corner? Or did I have any idea that was going to happen? Chances are that you couldn't have seen it coming, because we can't read the future. And before you met that person, travel back in your mind to the time before you met the person, before that person. And then go back to the person before that. Ask yourself, well, could I have seen that coming? The truth is, pretty much any opportunity in life, before we knew about it, we couldn't have seen it coming. And so it is absolutely ridiculous to think that you have any idea what or who is around the bend in your life. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen again and again, that people have held the belief, I'm never going to find anyone. And sometimes it's because, you know what, I'm too old, I'm not attractive enough, I've got too many issues. There's so many things that go on in our minds. And when they meet someone, they kind of go, oh, I'm not too old. I am attractive. So it's just so normal and natural that when you're in the wake of a breakup, you're at your lowest often. You're at your most vulnerable. So it's normal to have this thought, but one thing you can do is just bring yourself back and give yourself the historical perspective of saying, well, you know, everyone I've ever loved in my life was already out there before I knew that she or he existed. And then one day our lives intersected and we met, and I couldn't have seen that coming. So the world is never going to stop offering you opportunities in the form of new experiences and new people. Never. It's up to you whether you decide to open your eyes up to those opportunities, but the world is never going to stop sending you opportunities and offering them. So hang your hat on that and let go of this idea that you'll never find anyone and focus on the idea that you just never know what's around the corner. The sixth toxic breakup thought is, yes, but I still just don't understand, dot, 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 and fill in that blank. So there is an impulse that many people have to turn events over and over and over again in their mind and replay every conversation and read and reread every email and thinking that, you know, if I only work, I think this is the underlying thought, if I only work hard enough at it, I can figure out what happened and I can make sense of it and I can make it unhappen. If I can understand it, I can make it not true. I can fix it. You may not literally be saying those words to yourself, but that's often the sort of underlying logic that drives us to replay and replay and replay and replay. I can understand it, I'll somehow realize that it's not true, or I'll be able to fix it. So this is a really normal impulse, and it can create a really self-destructive thought pattern. And again, it often comes from a place of wanting to be able to control things that are beyond our control. We think if we can understand it, we can fix it, we can change it. And if we also, this is another sort of side benefit, it's not that it feels good, but I think it can be a reason, that we think that if we think over and over and over and over and over something, we don't have to accept that it's over because we're not moving forward. We're kind of digging our feet in and saying, no, like, I'm not budging. I'm going to stay here in this place and I'm going to change this. So that kind of prevents you from having to move to the stage where you're accepting, oh, it's over. What now? So try this on for size when you're feeling this impulse to just read over and over every email and every text and analyze and replay it and replay it. There are always going to be some things you don't understand. There are always going to be some things you don't understand. This can be really hard to accept. And the truth is that even if you have coffee after coffee with your ex, you may never understand completely what happened, why he thinks and acted the way he did, how she could be telling you she loves you one minute and then be gone the next. I mean, that stuff is incomprehensible, and it hurts, and it's natural to say, I need to understand, I need closure, I need to know. Forcing yourself to continually try to explain the unexplainable is a form of self-punishment. It's like banging your head up against a wall that's not going to change. So this is not saying there's not a place for communication, and of course there's a place for trying to come to a better understanding within yourself of, like, what happened, because like we talked about before, some of the best learning that we do comes out of challenging relationships and breakups, and I'm actually the first to advocate for understanding and learning from our relationships, but when all is said and done, there are going to be things that you can't make sense of, even if you spend 1,000 years turning them over in your head or asking questions about them. So toxic thought of, yes, but I just don't still understand, it pushes you backwards, and it keeps you telling and retelling a story until you find the key to fix everything and make it not be true so that you don't have to feel this pain. And that's what it's really all about, is trying to protect yourself from that wrenching pain. So with this thought, one way to move out of it is to just love yourself enough to use that same energy that you're using in analysis with this person who's now an ex, and use that energy for something else. So invest that energy in a place that has to do with creating something new for yourself rather than kind of getting stuck turning circles around something that is time to move on from. And you may need to get support to heal and move through your pain. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Talk to people who you feel safe talking to. Work with a counselor or somebody who can support you in both processing the feelings that you're dealing with and the feelings of not understanding, and can help you kind of create a plan to move forward from there. And get yourself into action by filling your life up with new things. There's so much that you can do to move on, even if there are still some things that you still don't understand. And you're deserving of happiness. You're stronger than you think you are. So because I have worked with so many people and heard from so many people who are struggling with breakups, this is actually an area that I've tried to create a lot of resources for. It's why I'm doing this show today. And if you look at carriespaulding.com, CarriesPaulding.com, and go to the resources page and look at the relationship resources, there's a whole section in there with tips for working through breakups. So I recommend that you check those out. And there are ideas for how to get into action. There's a lot of what we've talked about in the show today. There are some details about those points. There is an article about these toxic thoughts up there that if you want to be able to read rather than just listen to them. And I really encourage you to use those as a resource. I also want to let you know about, if you happen to be in the Philadelphia area like me, about a resource and a cool event that's coming up. So whether or not you're in the Philadelphia area, you can tap into the resource. There is a wonderful writer named Sarah Eckel, Sarah Eckel, who wrote a book called It's Not You, 27 Wrong Reasons You're Single. And Sarah is coming to Philadelphia on May 1st. She's going to be at Rembrandt. And if you want the details on that event, I will be there so you can hang out with me and meet Sarah. She's going to be talking about all of these messages that we get about why we're still single, and she's going to help you bust through them. And it's actually really similar to the idea of busting through these toxic thoughts that we've talked about today. So it's a happy hour talk, and you'll get to meet Sarah and talk to her. It's on May 1st at Rembrandt's in Philadelphia. And if you want some more details about how to register, how to get your spot, just email me. This is not an event that I'm putting on. It's just an event that I wanted to tell you about because it should be a cool opportunity. I recently interviewed Sarah, and if you want to watch that interview, you can do it if you go to youtube.com/30somethingcoach, that's thirtysomething coach, no hyphens, no dashes, no numbers, you can actually watch an interview with me and Sarah where we talk about these wrong reasons that you're still single. We also talk about how to deal with the challenges of dating when you're single and don't want to be, and how you can kind of manage the bumps in the road when you're in that dating process. So I think that would be a great resource for people who are interested. We have come to the end of our show today. I love hearing from listeners, so feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on my website at www.carriespaulding.com. If you're a 30-something who is wanting to make changes in your life and you're hoping to meet other 30-somethings who are doing the same from different parts of the world, you might want to check out 30-something Summer Camp, which is a virtual program that you can attend from anywhere in the world. We're starting in about a month. The website is 30somethingsummercamp.com. And check out my Facebook page. You can visit Third 30-something Coach on Facebook. And I also really encourage you to check out Life Coach Radio Network's lifecoachradionetwork.com. You can learn all about all the different shows and hosts on the Life Coach Radio Network there. All right, everybody, if you are dealing with a breakup, you are not alone, and there's so much love and support for you out there. And I'm sending you lots of healing thoughts and encouraging you. You will get through this. You are not alone. All right, everybody, have a great day, and don't forget to tune in to the Life Coach Radio Network soon.